Master Souls, Stacy here, and we are talking about active surrender today. We're moving on to the third chakra, which is our solar plexus, and we're talking about power. Now, here's the thing. I want to talk about power a little bit differently. Now, power is something that in the self-development world is talked about a lot. Find your power. Lean into your power. Be more powerful. Do all of these things around being that, you know, bright, vibrant, powerful being. But, you know, we talk about power and it's a complicated subject. We have societal pressures of what power looks like. We've got examples throughout history of what power looks like. We have got examples within our own history of what power looks like. And some of those instances are beautiful, but many of those instances are derogatory. If I become powerful, I will lose everything. I will become overbearing. I will be seduced by what it means to be powerful, right? Sort of like the devil's playground is where power lies. And yet when we use it in the self-development world, it's like that's the thing that you most crave, and we're all so powerful inside. And when we tap into the source and the outlet of the universe, and that sun shines through our solar plexus, anything is possible. The world is at our feet. And we are illuminated with life-giving doingness. So what happens in that dynamic? Because let's go to our infinite loop, right? Or that beautiful infinite ego loop that we've been talking about, where on one side we've got all of the past relationships of what power looks like, where we have all of the reasons why we're not powerful, right? Family history, the teacher that belittled us because we talked out too much. The pressures we have of being different, of showing your race, sex, gender, political alignment. Who are you friends with? It all dictates how powerful we're perceived in our lifetime. And because we have all of these complicated extra stories around what it looks like to be powerful, our ego likes to remind us of how unsafe it is to use this particular part of our body, this particular chakra, this beautiful golden life-giving sunshine that radiates out from our body into the world. Because in order for us to actually do things in the world, we have to use our solar plexus. We have to use our core strength and have that radiate outward. This is not something that comes into us. It radiates outward. And when we're in that ego loop on the story side, we tend to compensate with external things to hide behind other things so that our sunshine, you know, appears to be shining, but it's coming from other sources, so it's safe. So part of what happens when we are talking about surrendering to power, and by the way, what an oxymoron that is, to surrender to become more powerful. And we'll play with that one in a minute too. So we've got this infinite loop of all of the stories we have around what it looks like to be powerful. And then we have another part of the infinite loop. And there are other stories attached to that. And this is, you know, the consequence of being in an evolving age, right? To be evolving in this age where the discussions around powerful looks something like a woman standing on the shore, you know, in her arms up in the air in pure exhilaration. And that has become our new symbol of power, fully radiating that self-confidence, that self-worth, that self-belief, that self-trust. To really be channeling the force of the universe and letting it shine all over the place. And so we set up this whole other relationship to what power looks like. And in a way, we add it to this side. Because if we're not radiating in that same way, we're judging whether we're really shining into our power. It's time for me to step out. It's time for me to step up. It's time for me to stop playing small. Those are power struggles. Those are areas where you're not really trusting what that looks like, because for some reason, powerful has to look big. And in our greatest vision of what power looks like, we're actually vibrating over here in lack and limitation, because playing bigger makes no sense to who we are. In that perfect act of surrender with our power, we are and it is. We are and it is. So here's how I want to play with this side of the cycle. I want you to really remember a point in your life where you felt incredibly powerful. And it might have been a vibrant memory, and it might have been a very quiet one. But in that moment, you understood how powerful of a being you truly are. And I want you to feel into that. What did it feel like to feel that powerful? What was going through your system when that happened? How did that solar plexus feel? And what kind of action were you prompted to take because of it? And that's a really important question, because our solar plexus is the area, it's the seat of our power, but it's also the area that prompts us into action, into doing. And when we're in imbalance, we are not doing, or we're doing things that aren't quite as bright and shiny as our full power can be. So to get to that surrender place, we have to really understand what it feels like to radiate from our solar plexus out, to really expose that chakra to the world. What would it look like if we dropped all of the stories around what could possibly go wrong with being powerful? And we dropped all of the expectations of what we think power is supposed to look like, hands in the air, waving them like you just don't care. And we really tune in to the emotion and that feeling, and we anchor that into our soul. And when we know exactly what it feels like for us personally to feel powerful in our most expansive way, then it becomes easier and easier to trigger that feeling, to breathe into it, and have that be our natural state of being. And that's where we get to that balance point. That's where we get to that beautiful place of surrender, is when we've released the stories of what holds us back from being bright and shiny, and we release our stories and our expectations of what we're supposed to be doing or looking like when we are radiating at that level. And we just start using the core vibration of what that means. And when we start using the core vibration of what that means, it means that we're getting into that present tense and we're radiating from right now. And when we radiate our power and we feel exactly what it feels like to be powerful, then we can actually choose to surrender to that feeling space within ourselves in everything that we do. And when we're feeling unpowerful, or we're feeling unmotivated, then the easiest thing for us to do is to take that deep breath and remember. To remember what that feels like in our body, to feel super duper powerful, right? At a core soul level. And when we feel that, our responses to things become very easy. It becomes super natural and very high vibe to say no, or to say yes, or to really tune in and say, this is what I want, and this is what we're doing. And if I were to only do one thing today, and remember this is coming from that, I keep leaning back and you can't even see it. But if you really lean into what that feels like, it's coming from that gut. And our gut knows what the response needs to be to every action that we need to be taking. The one action that will be the most powerful action that you can take in each moment and in every day. this is where that surrender comes from, is we lean in. We know what it feels like to be feel super duper powerful, and we surrender to that, and we say, okay, if I were to only take one action and I were to turn on the light of my golden, beautiful, sunshiny solar plexus chakra, chakra 3, if I only did one thing today, what is the most powerful thing that can be done? What is the one thing that will propel me the fastest and get me the closest to that which I most desire? And we take that powerful action, that response that's coming purely from that life-giving force, and we just do that. And that's how we surrender to our power, is when we give into that light and we give into that feeling of what it feels like to be powerful, and we just do what is being instructed by our highest doing self. Being powerful means following that light without question, and knowing and trusting that this is the place that you know to be yourself to be the most powerful, and that no other response to any situation is as valid as the one that's coming out from your doing self. So I look forward to talking more about this in the group and diving into what it looks like for you to be really powerful. So your homework really is to get into that feeling space of what it feels like. Get into those memories and start releasing the stories around what power means in general, what power means to you specifically, and to release the expectations of what it's supposed to look like, what we've been told it's supposed to look like. All right? I love you all, Master Souls, and we'll see you.